الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، first of all الحمد لله أشفاق and his parents and wife are going for Hajj, and we wish you all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept your Hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make it easy for you and make it a life-changing experience for you, inshallah. Now, the advice with regard to this, I'm not saying this in order of priority, but in a way it is order of priority also. First and foremost, remember is that Hajj is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make Hajj. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whoever is able to afford it and able to do it materially, physically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to make Hajj to his house, Hajj to Baytullah. So Hajj is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first and foremost thing to remember is, and remember and to bring into your awareness, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you and you are going there as the guest of Allah. So therefore, the only thing you should do throughout this journey is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki tarif karo, Allah ki badai bayan karo. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbih, tahleel, tahmeed, continuously. Don't do anything other than this except that which is essential. The reason I'm saying this is because when you land in Jeddah, you will find long lines, and you know, luggage will take time to come, and the immigration moves at its own pace. People refuse to believe it, but the job the Saudis do is an unprecedented, incredible job that, believe me, I don't think anybody else in the world can do it. But no matter what, there are maybe 2 million people, sometimes maybe 3 million people who are going to one spot at one time. So no matter how superhuman you are, there will be delays. Now, a lot of people spend a lot of time arguing about it between themselves, and then saying that this is what Saudi Arabia should do, and this is what they don't do right, and this is... Now, please, don't waste your time in all this, right? When you are made the Minister of Hajj, then you can do it, and then you can actually do something useful. Until then, relax. So the first and foremost thing to do, which I advise you and anybody else who's listening to this, is to have patience, complete and total sabr. Forget about time, throw away your watch, throw away your phone. Don't look at the time or the clock at all. Alhamdulillah, the Hajj terminal is very nice. It's a huge big thing. There is food, there are toilets, there are showers, there are carpets, there are musallas everywhere. You feel hungry, go eat something. You want to go to the toilet, go to the toilet. You want to have a shower, have a shower. And you want to lie down and sleep, go and lie down and sleep. All the salah times, there is adhan, there are jamaats. Just relax. When you get through immigration, you get through immigration. When you get onto the bus, you get onto the bus. When the bus reaches Makkah, you reach Makkah. Don't worry about, no, it's been so many hours, I'm standing here, this, what. Don't worry, forget about this. No time, no nothing. You have come for the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the guest of Allah. Whatever is happening there is happening to you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that. Now, this is one of the big lessons to take away also back home. To say that whatever happens to us is minallahi ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, what is the attitude of the slave to what comes from Allah? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That's it, period. Right? So even when you come back home, no stress, no nothing. What stress? You do your best, which you have done. You bought a ticket, you got a passport, you got a visa, you landed in the place, alhamdulillah, your part is over. Now what is going to happen there is minallahi ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Whatever is happening there, know that this is the best thing that could have happened to you. So, number one is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Number two, have a lot of patience throughout. Number three is never, never, never complain about anything during the entire trip. Not the weather, not the food, not the accommodation, not the toilet, not nothing, nothing, nothing. Because you are the guest of Allah. That is the house of Allah, the Kaaba, and whatever else you come in. Whatever happens there is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, and you should be grateful for that. Alhamdulillah, and say Alhamdulillah. You see a dirty toilet, clean it yourself. No need to complain about it. You see something is wrong, you go correct it. But don't complain about it. No complaint about anything. Food, Alhamdulillah. Whatever it is, good, bad or ugly, Alhamdulillah. Right? But make absolutely clear in your mind, you are not going to complain. There. No word of complaint. Only shukar, only shukar, only shukar, only shukar, only shukar. So throughout this, right? Then, as far as the Arkan of Hajj are concerned, all of these are known. I don't have to list all of them. You know this. You are following the whole crowd. Just do what everybody else is doing. And people say, you know, make the tawaf in an anti-clockwise. I will try and do it clockwise and see what happens. I mean, you know, you will die there only. So the issue is that these are things which are no need to explain. Everything happens there. Just do it. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did Hajj, many Sahaba came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, I did this. Meaning they did not follow the sequence of things, right? For various reasons. I mean, because of crowds, this, that, what not. They forgot. Allah knows best. They said, Ya Rasulullah, I did not do this. I did not do that. I did this early. I did that late. For everything, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Labas, Labas. No problem, no problem, no problem. Right, so which means that everything is fine, Alhamdulillah. You are going through the thing, just do it, relax, have a good time. The only thing which is critical to Hajj is the standing in Arafat, is to be in Arafat. So make sure you are in Arafat. The only sometimes the confusion can be if you go to Masjid al-Nimra and then there's no confusion, a huge big billboard there saying that where is the boundary of Arafat where it ends. So don't go and stand outside the boundary. I don't think people will do it, but anyway, that's just one thing to remember. Other than that, nothing else. So glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a lot of patience and complete and total shukr. Fourth thing, as far as Hajj is concerned, is to make dua. You are in the presence of Allah. You are in the house of Allah. You are a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask whatever comes into your heart. Make dua and say, oh Allah, inspire me and give me the ability to ask that which is beneficial for me and that which pleases you. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua and make dua and make dua and continuously keep making dua. Right, you make dua in salah, outside of salah, standing, walking, sitting, anywhere, continuously make dua. So continuous tasbih and continuous dua. Right, so these are the four, I think, critical things. Glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lot of patience and sabr, lot of shukr and dua. I think these four things, inshallah, if you keep in mind, and again, as I said, these are not only for Hajj. Hajj is the training ground for this, which we come back home and we apply in our lives. Continuous glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lot of sabr with everything, and alhamdulillah, lot of shukr for everything which Allah has given us, and lot of dua, which is the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the four things to learn in Hajj. These are the four things to come back home and practice. And inshallah, if we do this, the whole journey will be, inshallah, very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls to give. Allah does not call to take. So Allah has called you, go and take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring back for everybody else. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your journey. Inshallah, it will be easy. Allah makes it easy. You're going for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And go and do this and come back. Again, as we know very well, and if you do sabr and so on, there will not be any anger and so on. No anger, no. As I said, no, don't waste time in useless conversation. And take the oldest and worst, lowest technology phone that you can find. Right, only for calls and SMS. Forget Facebook, forget all this nonsense, forget all social media. Please don't destroy your Hajj by all this rubbish. Right, and no selfies and gilfies and what. Just go do Hajj, make ibadah. The phone only for emergencies, in case you want to call somebody. Otherwise, don't even look at the phone. Right, don't even look at the phone. Forget all social media. All of that is absolute nonsense and rubbish. Forget all that. Just go and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to other people. Do that and inshallah, come back. Try to give a lot of sadaqah, help people, whatever good you can do, inshallah. And Allah will make it possible, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair and for his help and his blessings, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.